For the past week, anyone near the DeKalb Park District's nature trail has heard it. Chainsaws, chippers, and heavy equipment tearing out trees and brush all along one side of the popular path. The side directly under the high-voltage power lines that feed the area's need for electricity. The path is a strip of blacktop connecting Sycamore Road and First Street, a mostly wooded area, and one of the countless recreation paths across the country that took advantage of obsolete railroad corridors. Jane Levinsky has had a view of the trail from her house for the past 32 years.
We love the nature trail. We just like being surrounded by nature, and there's so few areas that are left in the city that are like this. I mean, this is really a jewel that they're going to destroy.
They, meaning ComEd, the electrical utility that owns the massive high-voltage power lines that run all along one side of the path. They, also meaning Asplund, the contractor ComEd hired to take out all the vegetation underneath those power lines. All of it.
This is something new. For 40 years or more, they have just trimmed the trees, but they clear-cut it to the ground.
Patty Nyquist also lives near the nature path. She spent the past week trying to halt the chainsaws by calling officials, getting the word out through a Facebook page, and learning everything she can about how this happened. That includes changes in federal rules requiring trees to be far enough away from transmission lines to prevent flashovers.
Because the federal law itself does not mandate that you clear cut. It mandates that you keep the lines clear. What they're doing goes above and beyond.
So, what does the federal mandate require? First, let's look at the roots of the mandate. It's part of a package of power company regulations for high-voltage lines, not the ones that serve individual homes and businesses. The legislation was a reaction to the 2003 East Coast power outage that could be blamed in part on trees hitting lines in Ohio. Power companies are required to keep trees a calculated distance from the lines, although that distance isn't clear. It's based on electrical engineering standards, although the Federal Energy Regulation Commission is in the process of trying to approve something more specific.
It doesn't prescribe the manner in which the utility is to do that, how they are to handle that. It simply sets the minimum clearance.
Commission spokesman Craig Kano says the federal agency's involvement is very limited. He's not even sure where the Nature Path neighbors should take their complaints about the clear cutting.
There is no federal standard on the issue of replacing trees or vegetation that is removed from the right of way. A right of way agreement is typically between the state or a local environmental law or regulations. They may address the issue.
The Nature Trail is owned by the DeKalb Park District. But ComEd has the right-of-way in the form of a 48-foot-wide swath directly under the power lines. Cindy Capick is executive director of the Park District. She knows the trail well. She runs it every day. She says her staff learned about ComEd's plan to trim along the path in late September. They figured it wouldn't be anything more than the usual light maintenance.
We weren't really aware of the fact that the trimming would be that aggressive when we had that initial meeting.
Ralph Peterson compares the clear cut to the devastation he saw as a veteran of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He considers himself a conservationist and says there was definitely a need for some management along the path, with invasive non-native plants needing to be removed. But in the process, natives like Jack in the Pulpit and morel mushrooms were destroyed too. Peterson also worries about the animals he's used to seeing in the area.
I have seen a lot of red fox, some mink, coyotes, along with squirrels, rabbits, that type of thing, a lot of hawks. And this time of year, animals like that need to have the cover before the weather gets real bad. And, you know, clearly that's a concern of mine.
ComEd spokesman Paul Callaghan says it's a real challenge for his company to try to meet the new federal standards for high-voltage power line maintenance and do it in a heavily overgrown area such as DeKalb's Nature Trail.
While we're in trying to work on doing the required clearances that we needed to do, we did take the opportunity to try to also bring back the more traditional type prairie grasses and prairie plants into the area by clearing out invasive species of vegetation. That's probably had never been done over a significant period of time.
Callaghan admits the change to the trail's aesthetic is drastic. He says the hope and the plan is to hit the mile-long stretch with an herbicide soon, weather permitting, and again in the spring. He says that will clear the area for native prairie grasses and plants to come back. But the Park District's Cindy Capick says it's not that easy or simple. She's spent a lot of time and money on her own backyard prairie restoration. She says she took a walk along the Half Bear Trail with Callaghan this week and suggested that ComEd help out with the cost of restoring the area to prairie.
We'll need to evaluate that, and I think we would like to have some discussions about if you can contribute to, you know, supporting some of that financially or however, because There is a big concern about the look of the trail right now.
It's not without precedent. ComEd raised the ire of some DuPage County residents over the past decade by chopping trees down and leaving tall stumps along the Illinois Prairie Path. The utility worked with county officials and replanted powerline-friendly trees and shrubs along that path 2 years ago. Tonight, people who live near or use DeKalb's Nature Trail will get a chance to sound off before the Park District's board. The board added a public comment segment to its previously scheduled special budget meeting and invited ComEd's Paul Callaghan to answer questions about the company's policies and plans. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.